What do we know? You mentioned the Bloom study, but what do we know in general at this point about osimertinib and CNS disease, particularly compared to erlotinib, afatinib?
Certainly has great intraparenchymal benefit. We're seeing really nice brain benefit at regular dose. You know, I think over the years, we've kind of toyed around with different applications of erlotinib, which has good penetration, but not great penetration. You talk about pulsatile dosing and the like. But osimertinib at full dose has had really nice CNS response rates. So that's very gratifying. The leptomeningeal piece, I think, was really inspired on the part of the drug developer to say, we're confident enough in our CSF penetration. Let's actually prospectively study some of these very potentially sick patients. And again, small study size, I think it was in the order of 30, 35 patients. But of the patients who got this osimertinib for new diagnosis of leptomeningeal disease, a majority of those folks who got to that 12-week scan, which already is a good time frame for leptomeningeal, were seeing radiographic and clinical benefit.